Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, May 23, 2016 at 3:02 p.m.
Call the meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll, please.
Bill Rohde?
Yes.
Tony Gomez?
Here.
Rick Bostay?
Yes.
Dick McNair?
Yes.
Scott Love is absent.
I'll move to excuse Scott. He was here and did the claims and payroll with Rick Bostay and got ill, so he took off.
I'll second that.
Roll.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the west wall near the entrance of the board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Item 1, consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes, May 9th, 2016. Approval of payroll claims. Approval of payroll payable accounts payable claims. Approval of officials reports. Approval for chair to sign health and dental care plan document amendment for County of Dakota County Group number 3007173, effective January 1st, 2016. And approval for chair to sign health and dental care plan document summary plan description for Dakota County, for County of Dakota County, employee health benefit plan G3007173, effective March 1st, 2016. And then last, approval for chair to sign the plan document amendment for added colonoscopy benefit, effective May 1st, 2016. Those are all consent agenda items. Yeah, and I know Rick and Scott both went through payroll and accounts payable. Is there anything in there?
Everything was good. Fine. Okay. Make a motion to the consent agenda items from item A to G.
Second.
Second by Dick.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, new business. 3:05. We just got about half a minute here. Time I get it read, we'll be ready to go. Public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, criticism, suggestions, or observations of taxpayers relating to the amending of the Road Department Fund 300 budget by increasing the budget by $230,000. Due to an unanticipated expense for late fall and early spring heavy rainfall road damage. So first, I will hear anyone that is here to support the increase of the budget by $230,000. Anybody here to support that? Any opposition to increasing the road department fund 300 by 230,000. Okay. If not, any neutral? Any neutral on the increasing the budget by 230,000? If not, I'll now close the public hearing and go on to item B. Approve resolution 16C-007 to appropriate transfer of funds for overexpended road budget in the amount of $230,000.
Before I make a motion, is it $230,000 just going to be for this year or is it going to be for...
No, just this year. Just to finish this fiscal year, which will end July 1st.
Well, that's my motion to approve the resolution 16C-007.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes. Item C, Mike Carlson, Project Director for the Dakota County Juvenile Diversion and Alternative Detention Grant through the Nebraska Crime Commission, asking the board to approve contracts for said grant with Owens Educational Services, Inc. and Community Monitoring Services, Inc. for fiscal years 2015-16 and 2016-17. Mike?
Good afternoon. I'm with the probation office, but for the purposes of the meeting here today, I'm the project director for the grant that we have through the Crime Commission. Here about 2 weeks ago, they had a person come out from the Crime Commission. They called it a financial monitoring. They just kind of come out to check our books and see how we're doing. And I guess for lack of better terms, Joan and I called it an audit type of thing, but that was the polite thing they called it. And everything looked good. One of the things they wanted us to have up to date were the agreements that we have for EMN tracking and family support through Owens and Community Monitoring Service. So they kind of gave us a little guidance on those, just making sure that we have a start date and an end date. So that's why we didn't have anything for 15-16 or then now going forward for 16-17. So what Joan was given was just copies of those agreements from each of those agencies to provide those services as part of the grant for detention alternatives.
This is a kind of formality then?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Once they're signed, then we forward them on to the Crime Commission, and then we're basically in compliance with what they need on their side.
Okay. Any questions for Mike? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the Crime Commission contracts.
Seconded.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Okay, item D, Cherie Conley, Dakota Thurston County Fair Board, requesting the county board approve to temporarily close a portion of Stable Drive for the safety of those attending the fair on Thursday, August 4th through Sunday, August 7th, and requesting permission to use the Dakota County Road Department barricades to close that portion of Stable Drive. Cherie?
Yep, I came to you guys last year and asked permission to do this. It's just a temporary road for the safety of the public, because we're back and forth, the public's back and forth between the exhibit hall and the actual animal fairground area and stuff. And there's little kids running back and forth and people in that. So it worked out pretty well last year to have that portion of the road blocked off so that people can't make it a racetrack through there.
They can go around. I mean, the people live down there have other options.
Yeah, they can go around. And we didn't have anybody complain last year.
Did you? Okay.
I haven't gone house to house this year okaying it, but they were fine last year.
And it's only a couple blocks maybe or so.
Yeah, I mean, it does make it a little further for them to have to go all the way around.
Right.
But they didn't come and complain last year.
No, I think it's a good thing.
It's only like 5 days anyway, you know, from start to finish.
Yeah,
like
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so it's 4 days.
Yeah.
Part of Sunday we open it. You know, because the exhibits are released then about 4 o'clock. So, and they're movable if we have an emergency.
Sure.
That we can easily move them, so that people can get in and out if they have to. Or emergency crews can get in there. So.
Yeah.
Well, if you had less year to have any issues, you know, I don't see why not we let you do this year. So.
And Fred last year had some road guys bring the barricades out for us. Sure. So.
Not a problem.
Okay. Never had any complaints passed on to me either from any of the residents or anybody else.
Well, with that being said, so I'd like to make a motion to close the portion of the Stable Drive for safety to the Dakota County Thurston County Fair Board.
I'll second it.
You know, one thing, I think when I was young, they used to, the tractor pole was held on that road.
Really?
Right on the road.
Right on the road.
Yeah. I don't know if they officially even closed it or not, but that's where it was held. But thank you guys
for
doing what you do.
Well, we won't be having a tractor pull on the road.
Yeah. Sheree, thanks for doing what you do there.
Oh, thank you.
Great thing for the community.
Come out and take a look this year.
We'll do.
Yeah,
right. You bet.
I was telling Rick to put together a demo car. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. A lot of people might take a shot at him, I'll bet.
Well, my wife, I used to build a car. My wife won the powder puff up at Crofton.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She loved it.
They take it pretty serious now. I see Chris Hughes has got one. He must have spent $5,000 on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Thank you.
You bet.
Well, Tony?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. Fred Kellogg, miscellaneous, Highway Superintendent Road Report. You should have a copy in front of you.
May 8th to May 21st, road maintenance hours, 292, overtime hours, 71. Project, we got a tube that went out down on Wiggle Creek by the county line, 54 hours, 8 hours of garbage pickup, gravel hauled, 2,464,000 tons. Sign installation, 30 hours, 14 signs. Barricading, 9 hours, 8 barricades. Road concerns, grading, Nottoway and L Avenue, gravel, Nottoway, L Avenue, Knox Boulevard, hard surface, 152nd Street, potholes on hard surface, culverts, T Avenue, they had a big rain on in Dixon County. We had a tube plug on T Avenue.
Do you have to replace it or just
no.
Clean it out?
Actually, we had a resident out there help unplug it.
Oh, yes.
Save the road and tube.
Good. Corn stalks, probably.
What's that?
Corn stalks.
Yes. A lot of debris right on. I looked at the county line. I don't know how bad the rest of Dixon County is. But a lot of culverts with corn stalks in.
Did you get your new hire?
He starts next Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day.
And that's the one you and Scott and Rick were interviewing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Like you'll be good.
Yeah.
Good.
Fred, when is the tire recycling deal?
July, I want to say 16th and 17th. I have a calendar on me.
That's a Saturday, Sunday.
Is that a Friday and Saturday?
Saturday, Sunday.
That's a Saturday, Sunday. It's a Friday, Saturday, I do believe.
So
I will text you tomorrow for sure when Jolene. Matter of fact, I can do that after I sit down, Rick. I will text Jolene and find out.
Are we going to do a little...
It's just one weekend this year.
Advertising in the Star and see if we can get some...
Yes.
People to... Not throw their tires in the ditch, throw them in the county shed.
Might add that in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait for this day to throw your tires instead of throwing them in the Dakota County's ditch. I like that. Any other questions, concerns, or comments?
No, I don't think so. Looking good.
Thanks, Fred. Thank you, Fred.
Item B, they approved the chair to sign the signature blocks in the Nebraska Department of Roads Federal Aid Urban Area Boundary Update Maps, concurring with the revised system and boundary and areas of county jurisdiction for census data updates and change to functionally classified routes. That's that map we had here at the last meeting.
That's right there.
Is there any changes to that, do you know?
Brett? Talk to him, maybe.
I mean, everything we talked to the state of Nebraska, they said that there was no changes that they know. When South Sioux annexes in or does any city zoning, that it might go through, it's supposed to go through our treasurer's office and let us know. But
oh, really?
I guess I don't know how that works, to be honest with you. But it is, far as I know, there's been no changes.
Okay.
And this is for the federal highway system, just to, I don't know if it's different in bigger cities or what, but the way it sounds, every county has to do it for the federal highway. It's not even for the state.
Okay.
So what you're saying is probably system in big cities, you know, but doesn't affect the city in the small counties like Dakota County, right? Is that what you're saying?
What's that? That
probably happened on the big cities, you know, that...
The state does all of our classifications of our roads, so there's nothing that we can change there. They do that by traffic count. And then, of course, the city annexation and city limits.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of control on that either. It's just that we agree that the rural part of the map is correct, and I'm assuming it is, since this... To get something annexed in, the cities have to go through the state to make it official. So if they send us a map, I'd say it's right.
All right.
So it looks like one way or the other, right?
We do need a action on that.
I'll make a motion to approve the chair to sign a signature for the Department of Roads and Federal Aid.
I'll second that.
Rick?
Yes.
Dick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Committee reports. I do have one from the road committee. We did decide to go with Knife River on the Monona Boulevard. With the and that bid from Knife River was for the milling off the old blacktop and putting the new on. It was $84,593.15. And that was about $3,000 cheaper than Barclays' combined bid.
Mm-hmm.
It might be done. Is it? I know they started. Is it done?
It is done.
It's done.
They started last Monday. It is completed. Barricades are down. It needs to be striped yet.
Good. Turned out good. I haven't been out there. It looked good.
Turned out real good.
Yeah.
What kind of base? Is it concrete? Yeah, it's old
there
Highway 20.
It had
to be concrete under there.
Concrete under it.
Was it pretty good shape? Did you get a look at it?
It didn't look that good, no.
Didn't it?
Pretty cracked up and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why they put the overlay on it.
Right.
But when they milled it right down to the concrete in most spots.
And Leonard helped haul a lot of the millings out of there. Leonard Gill went up. I think they took him up to his place, didn't they, up the dump?
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, good. I'll look at it. That's been needing done for several years. We patched and patched and patched out there, I know.
And I think one thing for sure, you know, if we just overlaid 2 inches on top of that, what it was, you know, I'd probably...
Probably wouldn't have lasted.
Wouldn't last as long as it's going to last this one.
Yeah.
You know, and the people live out there, you know, they're pretty happy now.
Good.
They're very, very pleased. It's hard to please people, but sometimes we do once in a while.
We try, don't we, Tony?
Yeah.
Any other committee reports?
Committee report. I got two of them. The Law Enforcement Center, actually, everything went just real good. Everything's under control. The only... thing that's new is that we're going to try to meet on a quarterly basis instead of monthly basis. So we're going to meet next month, since we got new system, you know, the new councils and the new there used to be two, now we got three, and everything went pretty smooth. And the acting chief of police back then, and Mahon and Church, you know, they have any complaints, everything went real smooth. So from now on, we're going to meet on a quarterly basis instead of monthly basis. And Dakota County Connections, I went to the meeting at the law enforcement too. There was a meeting there, and there was a different organization, and they really focuses in talking about problems with different aspects in our community, you know, from domestic violence to child abuse, but more concerned for the youth people. You know, there's a lot of lots of things going on out there, and they need some those organizations to get involved. One thing that I offer myself, and I visited with Scott Loft, our chair, that sometimes people don't realize what the local government responsibilities are, you know. I mean, you really don't. I mean, from my own experience, when I became elected in 2008 and became a board member, I didn't even know, you know, how the board runs and stuff like that. So we're going to ask Vern Fisher, see if there's a possibility that, like myself or Scott and the people from all the boards come over and city council and visit with the 11th graders or the graduates, you know, the 12th graders, and let know what it takes to run a local government, you know, because they have no clue.
Oh, I'm sure.
And people, the adults either, you know. So that was a nice meeting. A lot of good things happened that day. So
good.
That was it.
What did you call that group?
Dakota County Connection.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's a good group.
Good.
Very interesting.
Any other committee reports? Mail or emergency business? Public comment. Okay, you want to come forward?
Yeah.
I'll have you state your name and address, if you would.
Dave Cruzmark, Waterbury, Nebraska. And I'm the one that, or my son, I guess, is the one that Fred was talking about on the water that built up on the county line over there on T Avenue. And I've spoken to the Dixon County Board. Usually, if there's anything major, it's a kind of a joint venture between the two counties, and I was just kind of wondering if anybody had any ideas on what to do. Dixon County thought about having an engineer kind of look at it. We never had quite as much problem in years past, but now that there's the no-till going on, it just absolutely can't handle the rains we get.
Mostly corn stalks.
Yeah, mostly corn stalks. There's a few branches, because, you know, there's a lot of creek up through there. There's a few branches and trees and stuff.
I suppose it drains a lot, doesn't it?
It's over 3,000 acres draining into an 8-foot culvert there. That's an 8 and then a 5 overflow. And there's a couple of things that I wonder might be wrong. Is that 8-foot has to completely fill up with water. By that time, you know, it has corn stalks and branches and stuff. By that time, it starts to fill up, and then the 5-footer has to handle it. Because it's set up, when the 8-footer gets full, the 5-footer starts to kick in. And like I said, most of the time it handles it, but we've had 3 years in a row now. But was it 2 years ago went over, took the road out?
2 years ago when we had a flood.
Yeah.
We had problems, and this time, that's the only two times I can remember that we've had any problem with it.
It went over last year, too, but just barely. And I think it was maybe because it was later in the year when we got that rain. We didn't have hardly any corn stalks come down last year. But it wasn't any problem, so I really didn't say too much. But
sounds to me like we need to have the NRD get involved and do a hydraulic study up there to see how much water flow is coming out of there and if those culverts are sized right. And there's possible that there could be money available for that to have that happen.
Yeah.
It could be over, you know, over the years things have changed. Or
yeah. I mean, somebody mentioned one time that while they're taking all the terraces out, and I got to thinking and kind of going over the land, and there isn't, I think there's hardly any terraces that come out above that. But the biggest thing is I think the no-till, and it really plugs that stuff up down there. And it's not the only place. I mean, it's causing problems clear through the county because there's a lot of places where 10 years ago, 15 years ago, these culverts pretty much handled it. And if they didn't, it wasn't a big thing, but now it just covers everything with corn stalks and, and stuff like that. And it probably, and we tried to alleviate the problem a little bit. We put a big dam in right north of our driveway to catch all the water coming from the northwest. And we put one back to the southwest to catch the water from like Denny Stewart's and Leo Anderson's ground, or Bryce Anderson's back in there. And they've helped a lot. But, I mean, I feel we've done our part to try to help. It would have went over pretty strong this time, but we had our excavator home and our son went out and just grabbed it, kept cleaning it out in front of the culverts and throwing it on the other side of the road with it. Yeah, but I'm not sure what to do with it. What's sitting on the road either right now? There's a bunch sitting there. Whether to just flick it off the side of the road and don't know what to do with what we push everything up into a pile on both sides of the creek, but it's kind of sitting there and needs to be hauled out. Yeah, I don't know where
we
to haul it.
We could probably do the hauling.
Yeah. What I've seen in there is on, you know, the private property, private property. There's not hardly any on our county right away.
No, that was all clean. We cleaned that all off when we were out there cleaning.
Can you burn it? I mean, will it burn on a good day?
It would have to dry for a long time. Yeah. It's full of dirt and it's wet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a big thing to haul it, because if we can get down in there, we have a off-road dump truck, six-wheel drive off-road dump truck. We can drive right down there. But as far as where to go with it, you know, I don't know if you could just put it over that edge and let it fall into that hole on the other side or what. I don't know.
I think we could find somewhere to put it. It might not be quite where we're on the other side of the road, but
yeah.
I'm sure in some place in the county we could find somewhere.
So if we're going to haul with that truck, I gotta watch the bridges too. The thing's heavy, empty.
Dave, you've talked to Dixon County then?
Yes.
What NRD is that? Lewis and Clark over there?
What is that over there?
It changes.
It is. That's on. It changes down south, down there, about 3 miles south is where it changes. I think that's Lewis and Clark up there.
It wouldn't hurt to get a long-term, like Rick said, a solution maybe to help.
I mean,
does it keep happening? It's going to keep happening, you know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had a similar deal going on up at Homer, and we had them come in, and they did a study, and then I think they footed part of the tube or something we put in up there. We took care of some stuff up in that area. It's been a while ago. Yeah.
And I don't know whether another bigger tube in there would be, you know, have 2/8 instead of 8 and 5. We went up and looked at bidding the job up in Cedar County, and they have a lot less drainage than what's there, but they're putting in a double box culvert, which is, it's 8 foot tall and 10 foot wide, a double one, and something like that would handle, I didn't do the math, would probably handle at least 3 or 4 times what an 8 foot culvert would handle, but if you don't have the roundness to it. But I, you know, it all, and I know Dakota County and Dixon County, everybody's got a financial crunch, but if you can get some ideas from the NRD or the engineer or somebody.
I think that's a place to start. You know, I don't know if it'll be us or Dixon County, but both maybe together we could approach them.
Yeah.
The Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
See if they'd offer some.
I'd appreciate it if we could kind of see if there's any solutions to it.
Yeah. Fred, do you want to kind of look into that? And see?
Yes, I will.
Maybe get together with Dixon County, and both of you could reach out to Lewis and Clark, see if they'd help us out. Or is there any structures on that? Any dams or anything above you? Probably not.
There's just roads up there. I mean, it goes almost clear back to Allen. I don't know if you know where the old Springbank or Friends Church used to be back in there.
I don't.
But it's only about a mile and a half or 2 miles from Allen. That's where that creek starts, clear back there.
Wow.
It's over 3,000 acres.
Okay.
And there's some hills to it, so it comes fast.
Well, I'm sure.
But above it, there's a bridge in there, And Dixon County is looking to replace that. And then below the bridge, and neither one of those had any trouble with the water. But, you know, there is other spots, you know, where you got 5-foot culverts, 6-foot culverts that plugged up and ran over, and they have a mess with stocks also. And
you know, ideally, you can replace some of these bridges with the road structure.
Yeah.
Through the NRD, and they get 75% of that, I think.
Yeah.
If that's something that'd be possible, yeah, you know, that'd help that situation a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hate to back it up and put a road structure above me and make it somebody else's problem.
Well, I know. I mean, yeah, then you don't want that. Some land rights bought and so on. It's not that simple, I know. But
yeah.
Why don't we start with Fred and talk to Dixon County and see if they can get the Lewis and Clark on board.
Okay.
You know, nothing happens real fast.
Oh, I know.
But it's a start, you know.
Yeah, I know that. It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, but I know it's been in there for, since the late 60s, that culvert is, really. It's, yeah.
But when everybody plowed and dissed 3 or 4 times, you know, the stalks were this big instead of this big.
Yeah, and it used to be a lot of silt come down through there,
right?
And flush through. And the only other thing that's happened is a lot of that land to the west used to be a lot of pasture land, too.
Yeah.
So that made a difference, too. But it's gradually kind of disappeared,
you know,
for the most part.
All right. So.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your concern.
Let me know what we can find out.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll go from there.
You bet.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
you. Any other public comment?
Yes.
If not, we're adjourned.
All right.